And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And, of course, our first and third hour guest is Jim Fetzer. His latest book is America Nuked on 9/11. He's done several other very important historical books. Extreme, what I call journalism, that is validated by direct evidence, inductive and deductive logic. And some of the material is quite shocking, but the pathway to liberty and the pathway to freedom and the pathway to intellectual honesty, it can be quite just like when you go in and do surgery and remove an abscess. Jim Fetzer is trying to remove a geopolitical abscess within the body politic of America. Welcome back, Jim.
Oh, very, very nicely said, Bill. I like that tremendously. The American government has been pulling off so many frauds and deceptions on the American people. It's completely disgusting. And since my retirement as a professor of philosophy in 2006, I've been devoting myself to exposing them, bringing in experts in different areas where I myself am not expert, and we're knocking them off right and left. The latest is fairly stunning in and of itself, Bill.
Right. Now, we had a great session last week, right after the anniversary of 9/11. It's interesting that right on that 9/11 anniversary, we saw the collapse of Hillary Clinton, who's still hiding and lying her medical history. We have enough doctors have made conclusions from Dr. Lisa Bardak's information and from just her gross observation, but they really don't care whether or not Hillary lives or dies. They put in a body double immediately from the location of her so-called daughter's apartment, which is, by the way, also listed as a medical facility in New York. What we need to understand is the current terrorism that happened over the weekend, in a sense, happened on purpose. Our government, including metadata from the FBI and CIA, has total operational knowledge about the nature and the location and the names of these people. There's no doubt in my mind that they allowed, fostered, or even helped in many ways these terrorists to do this, and part of it is just looking the other way, but also even supporting and execution of these terror acts, and I expect them to increase as we head toward Election Day. What do you think?
Well, this Boston thing is faintly ridiculous. I mean, using pressure cooker bombs, so it's supposed to remind us of Boston. We blew that one apart, Bill. The police were on bullhorns calling out, "This is a drill. This is a drill." The Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb will be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities. And later, one will be set off a minute from now in front of the library, and a minute later, one was set off in front of the Boston Public Library. And it was a puff bomb, Bill. I'm a former Marine Corps artillery officer. Those weren't powerful enough to injure anybody. And when you look through the smoke, and we have a staggering number of photographs, you can see there are bodies there with missing arms and legs. But, Bill, there is no blood. And as you well know, it is Dr. Lorraine Day, who ran the trauma surgery for San Francisco General Hospital for 25 years, has emphasized that's a physiological impossibility. If they just had arms and legs blown off, there would have been blood everywhere.
Well, yeah, I'm a trauma and burn doctor as well.
So, very good.
So I can tell you, when someone comes in with a plate glass window or the front of the windshield or their arm is sheared off, everyone is just covered head to toe with blood. I mean, yes. It's everywhere.
Yes. Well, in this case, there was no blood anywhere until it started showing up later and then come out of tubes. And we're talking about, believe it or not, the use of amputee actors. In fact, one of these guys who got a tremendous amount of attention named Jeff Bauman, he was lying there with his legs blown off below the knee. Actually, through the smoke, you can see there's a fellow in a hoodie assisting in attaching a false bone prosthesis on his right leg. He should have those injuries been real, been unconscious in 1 minute, dead in two from the bleed out. Instead, he lies there for some time, keeping his head up above the sidewalk so that he won't be resting where people spit. They put him in a wheelchair, Bill, which is, you know, is absurd for a case of this kind. And as they're pushing him away, the vibrations cause the false prosthesis to come loose. They have to stop and reattach it. Would you believe just 17 days later, he's supposed to show up again at the Boston Bruins game, only now his legs are blown off above the knee. He's looking very fit, waving a flag. And even later, they bring out a third Jeff Bauman who has no legs at all, and he's being wheelchaired out by the same guy who was there originally, named Carlos Arredondo, who's an actor. A Hollywood producer, director identified him as someone he cast in one of his own films. His name is Nathan Foulkes. And he pointed out to me he believed they had even used a smoke machine. Bill, we poured through all the photos and images and found it. I was so astonished, I put it on the back cover of the book. And nobody died in Boston either. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The fraud that the American government is perpetrating on the American people.
Now, what do you think their intent is? What's their ultimate intent?
Well, the Sandy Hook, where we even have the manual for the two-day FEMA drill, with a rehearsal on the 13th, going live on the 14th at an abandoned school, which had been closed by 2008, which we document in spades in the book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. That one is directed at gun control. Even Hillary has been citing Sandy Hook, complete fraud that it is, in support of her views about gun control and to introduce mental health criteria, which may turn out to be even more important. In Boston,
they can have very broad criteria. You know what they do with the vets. And I've had a vet lawyer on who's defended more than a third of a million vets have actually had their gun rights taken away from them because they don't handle their bills, their wife does, or they had a temporary period of depression or post-traumatic stress, and they're not mentally ill. And the federal government's taken away the rights to even carry a gun or have ammunition.
That's right. That's much of what's going on here, Bill. You got your finger right on it, that they want to create mental health criteria that'll enable them to classify critics of the government, people like you and me, as being somehow mentally bewildered so that we no longer have the right to own weapons. Or, you know, they're trying to control everything we do now. This has become a completely tyrannical, totalitarian society. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime, Bill.
Well, they want to medicalize and then turn the doctors into white-coated spitznot soldiers. How's that?
Yes. Yes. A vanguard, right.
Yeah. A vanguard of medical minions that will do their will, or they'll be delicensed or worse. Now, you saw in Obamacare, the first violation of the criteria for panels, for the death panels, is a doctor, for example, that's going to do surgery at 1:30 a.m., on someone who needs a clipped aneurysm, they're 72. The criteria, they should be going to a so-called death panel on Tuesday morning because that's when they meet. But by that time, they will have assumed room temperature, already have formalin in there, replacing their blood, probably be in a casket or already lowered into the ground. And, you know, what people should start to understand is that Obama is remarkably successful. He's not a failure. He's here to deconstruct, as Mr. Savage has said, to deconstruct, he called Scorched Earth, his latest book, America, to destroy it. And Hillary's to continue that program under Mr. Soros. So people need to understand they're terrified of trying to come after us now because there's 94 million armed Americans with over 300 million guns and billions of bullets. And they know, but they want to see if they can actually whittle away, because if they can attack first the veterans who can train younger people to actually become a civilian militia during a time of government tyranny. And, of course, the government wants to either have super soldiers, which are cyborg humans, or drones, literally with autonomous kill orders on them. They want to have a world where, like the movie last year that put up about Captain America, where on the streets of Tehran, these drone warriors are walking all over the streets and flying around the windows and scanning through people, terahertz scans right through the side of a building or side of a vehicle, your bones, your retinal scan, and your fingerprints, so they can determine if they're going to do an autonomous kill. And people think, well, that can't happen. That can't happen. You know what? I don't have any patience for people anymore. I want to get toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose, eyeball-to-eyeball, as they say in the military, hairy eyeball, and I have no patience anymore with these idiots. They need to understand, by 2020, 2024, if we don't stop what's going on, we will have a world that'll be hellish beyond imagination in America.
Well, Bill, you said some things in the beginning that I'm sure have tantalized your audience, and they don't quite understand, including it was very strange when Chelsea got this new apartment because she already had a very nice one in Manhattan. Right. It turns out at the same address, 21 East 26th 4th Street, New York, New York 10010 is also the location on the same floor of MetroCare Home Service Incorporated. If you go there now, Bill, it says they're closed, but they're leaving the announcement up for historical reasons. It appears the Clinton Foundation bought the whole floor and used it as a cover story that this was Chelsea's new apartment to have a intensive care medical facility for Hillary that they could use without revealing the state of her health.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And not only that, a place where her body doubles can dress up and be ready to walk out.
Well, let me elaborate on that, Bill. This young woman who came bouncing out of the building just a few hours after her collapse at the 9/11 memorial is not Hillary Clinton. She's 6 inches too short, 35 to 40 pounds lighter, at least 10 years younger. She is, as I would describe her, the Meg Ryan version of Hillary Clinton. Right. And she's very, very limber, very cheerful. A little girl comes up to her, by the way, Bill, if you notice. There's no Secret Service, no military, no medical handler present. And this little girl comes up to her, and would you believe it's the same little girl who was handed up to the Pope when he came to visit. So this is a child actress. I mean, I can't believe the scandal here. And the fact that there's no Secret Service around her is a dead giveaway, Bill. They would never do that. And if this really were her mother, why hadn't Chelsea come down with her to see her off? I mean, it's a scandal all by itself.
And not only that, if she has pneumonia, what's she doing handling a child?
I agree.
Infected pneumonia. Yeah, so everything about it smells.
Now, it does. It turns out that night, Sunday night, WABC TV actually announced that Hillary Clinton had died, that its Washington ABC affiliate did the same thing, that Chuck Todd tweeted at 9:50 that Hillary had died.
Do you know why they did that?
Apparently at 9:12. Tell me, Bill.
It's a process that was discovered or rediscovered by a Reich, but it's called Reichian mind control. And one of the first things you do is you set up with obvious, what appears to be pseudo-evidence of a cognitive dissonance, so that you teach them a false reality that's so intense that they can't understand it, and therefore they shut down and stop asking questions. So what they do is they say this, and you say, well, this has got to be a lie. But in the back of your mind, saying, yes, but she died. Yes, but she died. You know, in the back of your mind. So eventually you stop asking questions. Is this really Hillary, or is it a false one? And you keep, eventually, your brain shuts off, even if you see anomalies of the nose or her weight or her thighs, or you don't see any evidence that she's got a catheter and a catheter bag down her leg. So you just stop, okay? So it's a mind control technology to make people shatter and be forced to accept cognitive dissonance.
Well, you're certainly right about starting to enumerate some of her medical maladies. She can't walk upstairs without assistance. She has frozen up at rallies. This big black guy, who is medical handler, came over at one and told her to just keep talking. He pushed away the other Secret Service agents. He turns out to be a psychiatrist with several certificates and certification in neurophysiology, sleep disorders, and the like. She has him with him all the time. She has had this weird bobble phenomenon when she was being interviewed, where her head went back and forth like a chicken. It was quite bizarre. Yeah. And the stunning aspect of that, Bill, was she'd done it so many times she tried to palm it off as a brain freeze from a cold drink. I mean, it was ridiculous.
No. What that is a thing. It's a variation on a process called oculogyric crisis, which is an end-stage Parkinsonian problem. She's got pseudobulbar palsy, and the reason why she has pneumonia is not due to allergies. It's due to what's called a dyspharyngia caused by pseudobulbar palsy, which is an end stage of Parkinson's. And people with Parkinson's die of aspiration pneumonia, which is what she's dying of. My guess is, based on what I've seen so far without even more medical records, sometime in the next 6 months to a year, she's going to die. And right now, she's probably been on anti-Parkinsonian treatment for at least 10 years. She's hypothyroid, hypoadrenal, diabetic. She's got bladder control problems. As you can see, very good evidence she's got a catheter in place and a bag down her leg. She has very dramatic obesity. It wouldn't surprise me that she's not in congestive heart failure as well. She has a transverse sinus thrombosis syndrome, which means she's got hyperviscous blood and a very serious vascular disorder. She had a deep vein thrombosis, and despite the newer drugs that are available, and by the way, we have other things besides those that I use in my nutraceutical practice that I help people with and doctors, which includes natokinase and lumbar kinase. She's on an ancient therapy, which is very rare to see people on Coumadin, which is rat poison, rather than Eliquis, Xarelto, whatever. And these drugs, by the way, are quite dangerous. Xarelto, there's big lawsuits over killing people. But there are other drugs that you can do that have lower risk. She's not on them. So even if she was on medical care, the medical care she's supposedly on is woefully inactive, inaccurate. So whatever they're doing for her is what I call low-level care. And the fact that they're putting her out there physically, I don't know. She's so arrogant that she's probably going to try to show up for this debate. My guess is that she's going to have an intellectual meltdown because the only thing she can do is to attack Trump and try to make him angry. Beyond that, she has no policies, no record, and no intellectual capacity to deal with a fencing argument with a media expert like Trump. She's going to have a meltdown like the Wicked Witch of the West throwing a bucket of water over. Melting, melting. She's going to be melting.
And Bill, that's next Monday. That's just a week from today for crying out loud.
Right, and it's my feeling, and I have stated this for over 2 months and a half now, that Hillary Clinton's health issues will be the cap that'll end it all. Now, the fact is that anybody else in her position with the crimes that she's committed wouldn't be allowed to run for president. They wouldn't be allowed to run for prison. They would be locked away for good. The fact that she's running is an obscenity, and it makes our allies fearful of us because they don't realize we're reliable, and it makes our enemies not fear us. So as a result, we give $150 billion in payoff with ransom for four men, and there's still people, by the way, held in Iran. And why would we give them money when we know they got a missile program to deliver nuclear missiles? And it's even twitched sideways to try to attack Israel. We've already given them tanker bombers to bomb the hell out of Iran. And we've told the Russians, if this is a fact, Israel can take out Russia in a half an hour. People say, oh, no, little Israel can't. Yeah. And people understand the Samson option. We're literally goading the Middle East to trigger off World War III. And Hillary is right behind it, and so is Obama, because the globalists think, well, we'll just go to our underground, deep underground military bases called hotels, and to hell with the world. That's how crazy they are.
Well, it's fascinating, Bill, and, you know, you're making a key point because Israel does have a vast arsenal of weapons of mass destruction, nuclear, biological, chemical. Under our foreign policy guidelines, the United States is not allowed to give foreign aid to a country that has undeclared weapons of mass destruction. So all this foreign aid going to Israel is completely illegal. The Congress is bought and sold. Most of these people are senators from Israel. Cynthia McKinney revealed recently that when a new congressperson goes to Washington, they're asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States.
Yeah, but
if they don't sign, they find themselves confronted with a well-financed alternative candidate or themselves redistricted out of office, Bill. It's that bad.
Yeah, and the fact is, you see, it's not even for the sake of the people in Israel. We've had Barry Chalmers, who's a Jew from Winnipeg, Manitoba, lived in Israel, fought in 1982 in the Israeli Defense Force against Hezbollah, knows that his family's still there. He proved that the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin was specifically done by this current guy that just had a stroke. What's his name? Sharon? No, not Sharon, but the other guy, the other Israeli leader.
It'll come to me.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the point is that Israel is putting their entire population in dire straits. Passing over this type of technology to Iran guarantees a reshuffling of the deck. I met 4 months ago a gentleman from a Kurdish gentleman from Iran who stated specifically, he gave me the links to videos right on YouTube that showed the CIA actually confronted the Shah of Iran and told him, who was a CIA operative, we're going to remove you, and don't worry, we'll take you safely to America and give you lots of money, but you're going to leave, and we're going to put in the Ayatollah Khomeini, who we've already signed a deal with, and you're going to go quietly because we're going to Islamify Iran.
Shimon Peres.
That's it, Shimon Peres. So Shimon is a monster, and again, he's a Jesuit-managed monster, indirectly directed by the Vatican.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
So, Jim, what I see happening is the globalists are contriving to make sure America can't defend itself and its military power grid, can't defend its civilian populations or its military sites from a preemptive attack, have directly made sure that intelligence, information, and technology was transferred through Israel to Russia and China so that they would have, under Bill Clinton, supercomputer technology and long-range weapons technology through a program called the Lockheed Martin Inter-Sputnik program through the London Stock Exchange. What I see happening is America is being set up in the future for a fall where our military bases will be attacked and our power grid knocked out, and they'll just get a phone call saying, are you willing to surrender or we'll take out your civilian population centers? And America's being set up on purpose by globalists, and our current president is really number one, and this is what I found really remarkable. They want to put to rest completely this idea of the birther thing. Well, when someone applies to Occidental University as a foreign student, when I've seen the photoshopped birth certificate, and I know the procedures, how they basically falsely set up a birth certificate in Hawaii, which all you have to do is say, well, yeah, the kid was born here, even though he was born in Kenya and brought there by his mother, and then falsely set him up to be supposedly the kid of Frank Marshall Davis. This is part of the whole scheme, when in fact his father was Kenyan, and they have a monument and a tourism to this monument for the birthplace of the U.S. president in Kenya. And even all his cousins will tell you, oh, yeah, he was born here, and where is this first cousin, second cousin? It's just disgusting.
And it is disgusting.
And yeah. you just fly there yourself as an eco-tourist or a geo-tourist, geopolitical tourist, and you can go visit the site yourself and talk to his relatives. They're very open about it. In fact, his first cousin, who's an accountant, who's an American, is back in Kenya, has made repeated statements and honestly said that Obama's a liar and that he's supporting Donald Trump. I mean, people need to get a reality check when we have these huffy news broadcasters that get their back up in the air and how dare you say that he wasn't born in America. And of course, Trump's wise not to get into that, what I call that honeypot or that, you know, briar patch. But the fact is that 9/11 was an inside job. I was the exit examiner of all five special op teams from Oklahoma City. They removed two unexploded U.S. Army Corps engineer micro nukes, RDX and high explosive cord, a C4 pineapple and C4 on all the parking garage pillars. Okay? That's the facts. It's not open to anybody's GD opinion. Okay? I have gone through being defrocked, being attacked, given death threats, whatever, and I have no patience whatsoever for anybody wanting to challenge my facts. The facts on the ground are that our country is the most evil nation that's ever drawn breath on the planet because we don't want to believe it. That's the problem.
It is dumbfounding, Bill. I did my own research and found the Kenyan birth certificate. They created a fake Kenyan birth certificate. If you refer to a Kenyan birth certificate, they can say, oh, yeah, that was shown to be a fraud.
That's, again, the Reichian mind control. They throw false narrative so you can't believe the real one, or the fact that you can talk to his relatives and even visit the memorial for the first American black president that was a Kenyan. Okay? They even have Kenyan prophecies go back 500 years saying that a man from Kenya will eventually be a great world leader. Okay? They know this. The people of the area, and we're talking about people that are honest, a lot of them Christians, and they'll just tell you straight up, yeah, Obama's our man.
I did a show about it entitled Trashing Trump Unjustly. You can find online on The Real Deal, Trashing Trump Unjustly. I think that he made the concession that Obama had been born in the U.S. even though he knew it was false at the urging of Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, yeah, Kellyanne Conway was smart, but even Hillary Clinton, her team wasn't just offside. They were onside to use this attack against Obama because they're good at digging up dirt. In fact, they're saying that we will pay you for dirt on Trump. They're actually put this notice out to the population, say, hey, if you have dirt on Trump, pay us. We'll give you dollars for dirt. I call the Dollar for Dirt program. What do you think of that?
I know, it's unbelievable. Bill, this is all so disgusting, and you're right on target. I'm very, very impressed. You're on top of all these issues.
I am so sick of it. And the thing is, they're suppressing life extension technology, free energy technology, how to get rid of pollution, how to stop even total recycling technology, high-speed rail, which we should have all across this country. And they wonder why it's not just a matter of exporting our jobs. They made sure that they didn't do robotic advances so that all those factories requiring fewer workers could provide all the jobs we need for America. 100 million people not even included in the workforce? How ridiculous. And then they say the unemployment rate is under 5% or something. Insane. Disgusting. I call it the liocracy. What do you think of that?
I think that's pretty much on target.
The liocracy with the lying king. Now they want the lying queen in there.
She is the best of them all.
You
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So we deviated a bit, but the intro is what's going on right now in current politics is very freaking scary. I don't know what's going to be next, but to know the devil's menu, if you go to the, I call the Hell's Kitchen restaurant, and the chief maitre d' is Satan himself, and his minions are politicians of both the Democrat and Republican Party. That's why they're so freaked out by Trump, because what's going on is not just an American issue, it's a global issue. And what's happening is so close to totalitarianism. And we're talking about a type of totalitarianism that's just far more vile than in the Soviet Union or even the Communist China now. We're talking about total information control awareness. And the move of America to literally create a global empire that'll be cybernetic. And people don't understand this. 9/11, Oklahoma City, Ruby Ridge, all these things, including the next event, which will be, if you want to call it, probably around an anniversary or numerological date that has significance to high-level Masons, perhaps Muslims or whatever, is going to be so catastrophic that people will beg to have a biometric system and an internal ID system so they can make sure that it's safe to go to a shopping center or the Mall of the Americas or to travel on an airline, that you won't have your aircraft blown up or end up with a nail bomb at the railway station. And it's disgusting. It really makes me so angry.
Then there's going to be an underground industry of faking these chips. I mean, you know, all these things have counters.
Oh, of course they do. And then the thing that freaks out, you know what freaks out the NSA more than anything? Well, and we talked about this with Professor McCanny. You know, I'm a mathematician. And the fact is that all of the NSA secure systems and encryption are all based on prime numbers, and that's been broken. And they know it's broken, and they know that their encryption systems that they completely cannot break, even if they spend $1 billion to break just a simple dialogue of one person for 5 minutes on the phone, if it's properly encrypted, and they're completely freaked out by it because they realize their ultimate control is information, and the information thing is broke.
Bill, this paranoia displayed by the government is simply insane. I mean, you know...
Actually, it's realistic because they know once people believe that what we are is we're not just nutballs, we're not just disgruntled former government employees or people with high presidential level security clearance, that we're real people who have put our lives in danger to tell the truth to the rest of this knucklehead population.
Well, you know, it's remarkable.
Once they realize that, and they realize, especially this election cycle with Hillary Clinton, it's amazing, it's disgusting, and what's even more vile than Hillary are the people that support her. When they talk about us being deplorables, when I listen to and I'm not going to mention her name, a senior actress who said it doesn't matter if Hillary lies, it doesn't matter what she does, I'm voting for Hillary. That scares me more than Hillary.
It's like Bill Maher saying he'd prefer to vote for a dead Hillary over a live Trump. I mean, this is insanity, Bill. And well, the fact is that Hillary has this history of scandals in the Clinton Foundation. She was trading political favors for money at a scale unprecedented in American history.
I get a kick out of this what I call fireside talk without the fire with Donna Brazil last week. I looked at her and she's trying to say, matter of fact, this is just how government operates. And she's sitting there blank-faced, talking very, very methodically with neurolinguistic programming and, of course, the usual cadence of the speech. You should just accept the fact that Hillary's doing what everybody else does in Washington, D.C. I don't think so. Bonnie and Clyde would blush looking at what Bill and Hillary Clinton have been doing for years, including all of the other corrupt politicians. And when Donna Brazile does this to try to tell the media, and even the media can't hide their disgust, they're told you better not cross-examine Donna Brazile and make her look ridiculous. But yet she was willing to do this cover, all these surrogates covering Hillary. It's like, this is more disgusting than Hillary.
Well, here, Wayne Manson gave an enumeration of donors, the amounts they gave to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative and what they got in return. Here's a stunner. Commonwealth of Australia, $75 million for strong Department of State support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which stands to be a boon for Australian multinational firms. Obama hasn't mentioned, Bill, that the TPP creates a board of international attorneys that can override the laws and statutes of any of the 14 Pacific Rim nations, thereby subsumed, including the Constitution of the United States. So if we join the TPP, we are no longer a sovereign nation.
Right. Now, the people don't understand this. And I argued with a close relative, let's put it that way, who tried to tell me from their university training, which to me is, people aren't trained in university anymore. They don't get inductive or deductive logic, which you taught in your philosophy course. They're taught to be what I call geopolitical, non-thinking clones. They watch the media, the Comedy Central. They see the talking points. That's why so many young people support people like Bernie Sanders, who, if he was born as a Bolshevik back 100 years ago in Russia, he would be accepted into the Klan as a Bolshevik starting the Russian Revolution. People don't understand what's going on here, is we are being taken over from the inside. And, you know, that's why Brexit, the British are not stupid. They understood exactly what's going on. And here in America, people are catching on, which is why Trump can overfill stadia and Hillary Clinton can't fill a gymnasium. And then they're trying to lie to us and say that they're running neck and neck. Really? How is that possible?
They're photoshopping Hillary rallies to bring in big crowds, Bill. It's completely disgusting. I mean, the whole thing is totally fake.
Right, but they're willing to shove it in our face. I'm actually at the point where if Hillary does, quote, get elected, we know it's a false election. She's not my president. Not.
Well, bear in mind, they ginned up all this ridiculous idea that Russia was interfering with our election. So that to secure it, it has to be supervised by the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, really? Which, wonderful.
Which means they're rigging it right in front of our very eyes.
And by the way, that's a violation of state law. The federal government cannot interfere with the election process. It's up to every state. Now, there's about 6,000 or 7,000 systems, which means they can't gin it up to one system that they can control. And certainly in this election cycle, they're not going to make it. So, like the election in Austria, where they put in 31,000 overseas ballots to try to throw the election away from the first conservative leader of Austria that's against this massive hirage or Muslim invasion that the Vatican, the European Union, and the globalists are all pushing because they want to destroy nation states and they want a borderless world. And people say, when they hear the statement by Tim Kaine, and then all of a sudden changes horses in the middle of the race and says, oh no, I'm against TPP now because I'm working with Hillary, and she's been supporting it for years.
Of course. We have 45 occasions where Hillary is supporting the TPP. Tim Kaine supports the TPP. Tim Kaine is in the pocket of Wall Street just as Hillary. No wonder they're such kindred spirits. And Hillary has described the TPP as the gold standard of trade agreements.
Hey, I think you just made a verbal slip. I thought I heard you say Hillary instead of Hillary.
Well, many people are calling her that.
Maybe it was just a verbal slip that your subconscious mind telling the truth. Like reverse speech. Where do you see this going? Because I have the menu of things that I see happening are increasing terrorism. This latest pipeline thing, to me, seems awfully suspicious that the major pipeline that brings oil from Texas to New Jersey, it could be another terror act. That we know that, and this is an example, Obama scrubbed all the terror data, even that George Bush was doing, which is, again, a false cover, because they were naming all the potential terrorists inside the country. I guarantee you that the FBI knows the names of every imam radicalizing inside every mosque in America. 72% are radicalized mosques. If we just simply arrested all these guys and deported them to their home country, and by the way, if they wouldn't take their people back, we'd shut down visas so these countries could not have anybody ever visiting America from these countries. It wouldn't be just a selective thing. And that's already laws on the books.
Obama's bringing in 110,000 more Muslims to seed the cities. It's going to create great chaos. They have no means of support. They have no viability here. They're contributing nothing to American society. They're a complete drain. It was fascinating when Trump went to Mexico because it caused me to review Mexicans' immigration policies, which are extremely good. You cannot be allowed to come into Mexico unless you can show you have money to support yourself and your family. You can't come to Mexico unless you can show you can do some good for Mexico. You can't come to Mexico unless you have skills and can make a contribution to Mexican society. If Trump were to adopt the Mexican migration policy, everyone would applaud him. Everyone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Not only that, the Mexicans are building a wall. And the wall was passed by a previous government during the Bush administration in 2005, and both parties supported it, including Hillary Rodham Clinton. Okay, so, you know, let's get a life here. When they try to say that everything about Trump, that he's the devil, he's a misogynist. In fact, I couldn't believe this other surrogate, a black man, saying that Trump geopolitical, racial arsonist. I mean, where did they get these inflammatory statements that don't have any contact with reality when he's visiting a black church and getting standing ovations in Detroit? When the blacks are actually starting to move toward him, and the current polls show he's got more than double any previous Republican in terms of percentage of black people, and they're smart, and they want a job, and they want it safe for their kids to walk to school, go to church, without having to join a gang, they better damn well vote for Trump or they have no future.
Well, I don't think the nation has any future if we don't vote for Trump. You know, these immigrants in Europe are committing rape all over the place. Women have to change all their attitudes, all their behavior because of these immigrants. They don't care what they do. They're raping little children in swimming.
Well, you know what's going to happen? Again, this is part of our heritage. There's no group of people like white North Europeans, if you piss us off, of us coming together, despite or not a government, and becoming a civilian militia to crush anybody that tears apart our society. And what's going to happen throughout Austria and Germany and Norway and elsewhere is we're going to start dissembling this whole game, and the government can go straight to hell.
Well,
that's what's going to happen.
I think we may have to act sooner rather than later, Bill, because they're doing everything they can to take our guns. I mean, by God, what is it that stands between the American people and tyranny? It's only our weapons, for crying out loud.
Well, listen, let's put it this way. I've threatened this for years now, but I know how at least six technologies, two or three of them are ones I got from my buddies in Special Forces, that I can assemble that are far more dangerous than guns that anybody can get from taking stuff in their garage in a hardware store in a couple hours. So this idea that we need to rely only on guns, not. I remember talking to one of my buddies, because I was a doctor for Special Forces in Delta, and these guys are funny. One of them said, you know, I said, what do you need to take over a building? I said, I bet you could use a dinner set of a butter knife, fork, and a spoon. He said, yeah, we could. I said, you don't need a gun or a big knife either, do you? He said, no. I said, really? I said, so the fact is people properly trained, which is why they firstly want to attack the vets. They don't want vets with skill sets and knowledge. Even if they're older, they can pass this on to young people, and in a matter of 6 weeks, you got a force that the government cannot deal with. And they know that. That's why they're terrified of the idea. They figure they're going to come into a community with Bearcats. I'll give you just one example. You see these little small propane tanks, the little tiny ones, that they were supposedly going to blow up at Columbine High? And they never blew up. But you can fire off with an air compressor gun these little small air tanks with what's called a shock cap that when it's hit hard or bangs against something, it blows up. And these little small propane tanks will take these Bearcats and turn them into little tiny pieces of Bearcat. There's all kinds of directed energy weapons that I know you can set up in a matter of hours, like a linear tube with a welder's flux, and have that welder's flux coming out of the end at several hundred thousand foot per second, it can cut a man or a tree in half at 2 miles. So if they think that they can take us on, bring it on, idiots, because when I release this information through my proxies, let me tell you, you do not want to face this. You'd be better off to have the devil after you.
Bill, I think the sooner you release it, the better, because the American people have to understand the resources at their disposal.
Oh, yeah, and the thing is they need to get it now. They realize that if these government actually get the idea that maybe we can do stuff, they're going to try to certify anything you can acquire either online through Amazon or at a hardware store, you can turn into a weapon.
Well, they're gonna make us register our knives, our forks, and our spoons.
Well, you know what I call it? I call it the chopstick revolution. Because the thing is, they want to knock us back. Remember in ancient China, the emperor became so paranoid, he wouldn't let anybody have a knife, so he told them you have to eat with chopsticks. People don't realize why did chopstick arise? Because the previous paranoid emperor made chopsticks the food implement of choice, so you couldn't have a knife or a fork or anything like it. Yeah, that's the reason why there's chopsticks in China.
I enjoy eating with chopsticks, but, you know, people...
Chopsticks were there because it's pretty hard to take over the empire in ancient China if you have chopsticks. But if you have even a foot-long knife or if you have farm implements, which are also extremely dangerous, you could run a revolution and you could take down the emperor, especially if you're a martial artist. So that's why we have chopsticks in China. I know,
well,
I got relatives.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I think Americans would rather have, you know, a 357 mag or a 30-06.
I can know how to make stuff considerably more dangerous than those. Give another example. Ball bearings. Did you know you can accelerate a ball bearing with an air compressor or even propane? You can accelerate a ball bearing at 10 times the speed of a high-velocity bullet, and because you can get ball bearings that are armor-piercing, it wouldn't matter. It'll go right through the side of a building or a tank like it's butter.
Okay, those are big missiles, boy, a ball bearing.
Right, so you can have a ball bearing accelerator weapon that doesn't even have a pop. And let me tell you, it cut right through a tank, armored personnel carrier, or a jet. Or there's also EMP weapons. Do you know that the people at Chechnya were also technical experts? They would take the Krytons from the inside the microwaves and set up an array of them, and they would tune them so that when the jets or helicopters went overhead, they'd hit them and knock out the guidance systems. And by the way, they run on tubes, so they're EMP resistant, the Russian aircraft. They'd knock them right out of the sky. And so when they flew over Chechnya, Russian jets and helicopters, so eventually the Russians decided, we better make a deal and we'll actually make you part of our Russian forces. So Putin incorporated the former Chechenian generals that were killing Russians and realized that you can't fight with these guys, so we're going to make them part of our deal. And that's what Putin did.
Bill, how can we get rid of these immigrants? I mean, it's grotesque. It's a form of warfare by
three steps.
Of immigration to disrupt the culture.
First step, take all the men of military age, 18 to 65, put them into civil detention camps immediately. Number two,
the immigrants of that age?
Yeah, all of the immigrants from all these terror countries.
Put them, use the detention facilities for some constructive purpose.
Right.
By putting the immigrants in there.
Number two, put them on cruise ships and cruise them back to their home country in a civil detention camp or a controlled zone where they can't get access to weapons or escape to fight for Al-Qaeda.
We got to do it.
Roberts and Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back. So what I'm doing right now is I'm putting together position papers to tweak further on top of the plans that Trump has. For example, Trump wants competition in healthcare. The ultimate competition, you don't have to take over the whole system. The system will take over itself of the following thing for healthcare. And I mentioned on the break, number one, you get rid of malpractice. You get rid of Health and Human Services. You get rid of state licensure. You get rid of fee-for-service so that doctors are paid a salary based on years of experience, training, and innovation. And they would be paid the same whether they're cutting or they're talking to a patient. They would be allowed to work part-time because now if they're 65 or 70 and they want to work 2 days a week because the rest of the time they move from, say, Alaska to Florida, they wouldn't have to relicense. They just have to prove they're competent if they're going to do a certain procedure. So if they want to scrub in and do a certain procedure, they just need to go to a surgical center to prove, yes, I still know how to do shoulders or knees or whatever. And you can train laterally EMTs and medics and so on so that they can train up online and then go to special national non-government centers to prove that they're competent to become a general surgeon, an obstetrician or whatever. So nurse practitioners could move up to become physicians and physicians could move up to become specialists. And this, and we have to also allow them to develop new specialties that don't even exist now. Like an organ regeneration specialist or a specialist in a new science that doesn't even exist yet in 10 years. And lateral training, no malpractice, no insurance cards because you just have a national card. It's your right to have health care. And anybody can sign up as a patient, any physician. You'd never be sued again. You'd have mediation. And what would happen is you allow competition like Trump wants to and get rid of Obamacare. You'd have no death panels. You'd have a quarter of the cost, which will also melt into workers' compensation. Workers' comp wouldn't be separated to drive the cost of manufacturing. Most of the reason why auto industries have moved to Ontario or Mexico is simply because we mismanage our occupational medicine. I'm a director of Health Souls Occupational Medicine and director in Pekin, Illinois. I can tell you we're killing ourselves with our occupational medicine costs. Every doctor that's a primary care doctor should know how to do OCMED. If they don't, we need to train them. And it could be done online and certified at special centers. So this idea that we're such a victim, or Americans shouldn't have a right. If you're breathing and you're American, you should have a right to health care. I don't care if you're 90 or 9, and you should never have death panels or anybody else deciding, and you should have total privacy between you and your damn doctor. It shouldn't be the freaking government saying, we're going to fine your doctor for doing something on you. And the second violation, your doctor can go to prison. Did you know that? The second violation of these death panels. So yeah. That's one of many issues. The borders, all they need to do is enforce the existing laws, and Trump, everything Trump is saying is already on the books. It's amazing that the people have the nerve to say that Trump is a monster or he's a geopolitical arsonist. We're going to be back in hour number three, and I'll let you talk more. But, you know, I can't help but rant when I hear these things because...
Oh, you do a great job, Bill. I love it.
Yeah, hour three, Jim will be back. We're going to meet in hour number two, Jim Gersey, in our first major diagnostic center in New York City. They're called PPRDI, Peak Performance Research and Development Institute. And we're going to talk with Pam and some new research I've been doing on minerals. We're launching our new Nutru Silver and our new Indium and another of mineral products that are... It'll blow you away what I've discovered. It'll blow you away. You got to know. We have cutting-edge information in every sphere here in the Nutramedical Report. We'll be back in a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.